学英语修订本，听力第一册第六册。
Quiz 3 Part A
1. Directions. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks with the numbers you hear.
1. Jane's new hat cost $13.95.
2. Abraham Lincoln was born in 1809and died in 1865.
3. I think size 42 is too big for you.
4. San Francisco is the 13th largest city in the USA.
5. Robert's telephone number is 431-8321.
6. Please turn to page 917.
7. The Yellow River is 2,903 miles long.
8. Next Friday happens to be Mr. Johnson's 76th birthday and Mrs. Johnson's 69th birthday. 2. Directions. You will hear 5 sentences. Each will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and write down what you hear.
1. I don't think it's big enough for me. I don't think it's big enough for me. I don't think it's big enough for me.
2. We have many for you to choose from. We have many for you to choose from. We have many for you to choose from.
3. This watch is passed down from my grandmother. This watch is passed down from my grandmother. This watch is passed down from my grandmother.
4. Why do you stay at home all day long? Why do you stay at home all day long? Why do you stay at home all day long?
5. There's no need for me to examine you again. There's no need for me to examine you again. There's no need for me to examine you again. Part B.
1. Directions. You'll hear a dialogue twice. Fill in the blanks with the missing words.
Hi, Mary. What's wrong with you? You don't look well.
No, I don't. I've got the flu.
That's too bad. You should see a doctor then.
Yes, I know, but I hate going to the hospital.
Well, you'll have to stay in bed and drink plenty of water.
Thank you for your concern.
Now listen again. Hi, Mary. What's wrong with you? You don't look well.
No, I don't. I've got the flu.
That's too bad. You should see a doctor then.
Yes, I know, but I hate going to the hospital.
Well, you'll have to stay in bed and drink plenty of water.
Thank you for your concern. 2. Directions. You will hear a short story twice. Listen carefully and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear. It was winter, and Mrs. Wilson wanted to do a lot of shopping. So she waited until it was Saturday, when her husband was free. And she took him to the shops with her, to pay for everything, and to carry her parcels. They went to a lot of shops, and Mrs. Wilson bought a lot of things. She often stopped and said, "Look, John, isn't that beautiful?" Mr. Wilson then answered,
"All right, dear. How much is it?"
And took out his money to pay for it. It was dark when they came out of the last shop, and Mr. Wilson was tired and thinking about other things, like a drink by the side of a warm fire at home. Suddenly his wife looked up at the sky and said, "Look at the beautiful moon, John." Without hesitation, Mr. Wilson answered,
"All right, dear. How much is it?"
Now listen again. It was winter, and Mrs. Wilson wanted to do a lot of shopping. So she waited until it was Saturday, when her husband was free. And she took him to the shops with her, to pay for everything, and to carry her parcels. They went to a lot of shops, and Mrs. Wilson bought a lot of things. She often stopped and said, "Look, John, isn't that beautiful?" Mr. Wilson then answered,
"All right, dear. How much is it?"
And took out his money to pay for it. It was dark when they came out of the last shop, and Mr. Wilson was tired and thinking about other things, like a drink by the side of a warm fire at home. Suddenly his wife looked up at the sky and said, "Look at the beautiful moon, John." Without hesitation, Mr. Wilson answered,
"All right, dear. How much is it?" Number 1. Mr. Wilson did not go to work on Saturdays.
Number 2. Mrs. Wilson bought the things and paid for them, and Mr. Wilson carried them home.
Number 3. After Mr. Wilson came out of the last shop, he had a nice drink.
Number 4. Then Mrs. Wilson saw a beautiful picture of the moon in a shop.
Number 5. Mr. Wilson was not really interested in shopping.
Number 6. The story tells us that Mr. Wilson was always ready to please his wife.
Number 7. The story mainly suggests that Mrs. Wilson spent money like water.
This is the end of Quiz 3.
Lesson 19. Parties. 1. Part A. Micro-listening. Communicative function. Conversational formulas.
Drill 1. You're going to hear 10 sentences. Choose the answer which is the best response to the sentence you hear.
1. Many thanks.
2. I'm awfully sorry.
3. How do you do?
4. Sorry to trouble you.
5. Do you mind if I smoke here?
6. How's your family?
7. How about going for a drive?
8. Would you like a coffee?
9. What's the matter with you?
10. Can you help me? Drill 2. You will hear 5 pairs of questions and answers. Each will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and write down what you hear.
1. May I come in?
Of course.
May I come in?
Of course.
May I come in?
Of course.
2. Do you mind turning down the music a bit?
Surely not.
Do you mind turning down the music a bit?
Surely not.
Do you mind turning down the music a bit?
Surely not.
3. What seems to be the trouble?
I feel very tired.
What seems to be the trouble?
I feel very tired.
What seems to be the trouble?
I feel very tired.
4. How do you like this chair?
It's comfortable.
How do you like this chair?
It's comfortable.
How do you like this chair?
It's comfortable.
5. May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. Open your presents, Ali. Now listen to the dialogue.
Ali, open your presents. Here's one from Mr. Jones.
Okay. Wow, a baseball and a bat. Gee, thank you, Mr. Jones.
I'm glad you like it. Come on, Ali.
Here's one from Mr. Sharp. He's gone to Washington on business last night. He told me this would be a great surprise to you. I wonder if it's a big ice cream sandwich.
Oh, boy! A CD player! I'll go and buy some more CDs. I wish it were my birthday every day.
Me too, Ali. This is from me. Hope you like it.
Definitely. My! What a beautiful skateboard. This is what I've been dreaming for since last Christmas. Oh, thank you, Tom. You're so good to me.
I can teach you how to skate.
What's that?
It's from Jack.
I know him. He's good at baseball. Wow, a mitt.
Here's a card, too, Ali. I'll read it to you. Dear Ali, you may not know me well, but everybody says you're an okay kid, and you want to learn to play baseball. Okay, I'll teach you. Happy birthday, Jack.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Ali, open your presents. Here's one from Mr. Jones.
Okay. Wow, a baseball and a bat. Gee, thank you, Mr. Jones.
I'm glad you like it. Come on, Ali.
Here's one from Mr. Sharp. He's gone to Washington on business last night. He told me this would be a great surprise to you. I wonder if it's a big ice cream sandwich.
Oh, boy! A CD player! I'll go and buy some more CDs. I wish it were my birthday every day.
Me too, Ali. This is from me. Hope you like it.
Definitely. My, what a beautiful skateboard. This is what I've been dreaming for since last Christmas. Oh, thank you, Tom. You're so good to me.
I can teach you how to skate.
What's that?
It's from Jack.
I know him. He's good at baseball. Wow, a mitt.
Here's a card, too, Ali. I'll read it to you. Dear Ali, you may not know me well, but everybody says you're an okay kid, and you want to learn to play baseball. Okay, I'll teach you. Happy birthday, Jack.
Question number one. What is happening in the dialogue?
Question number two. Whose presence has Ali opened?
Question number three. Why did Ali say that he wished it were his birthday every day?
Question number four. Which of the following is not mentioned in the dialogue?
Question number five. Which of the following is suggested in the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down the presents Ali has received.
Ali, open your presents. Here's one from Mr. Jones.
Okay. Wow, a baseball and a bat. Gee, thank you, Mr. Jones.
I'm glad you like it. Come on, Ali.
Here's one from Mr. Sharp. He's gone to Washington on business last night. He told me this would be a great surprise to you. I wonder if it's a big ice cream sandwich.
Oh, boy! A CD player! I'll go and buy some more CDs. I wish it were my birthday every day.
Me too, Ali. This is from me. Hope you like it.
Definitely. My, what a beautiful skateboard. This is what I've been dreaming for since last Christmas. Oh, thank you, Tom. You're so good to me.
I can teach you how to skate.
What's that?
It's from Jack.
I know him. He's good at baseball. Wow, a mitt.
Here's a card, too, Ali. I'll read it to you. Dear Ali, you may not know me well, but everybody says you're an okay kid, and you want to learn to play baseball. Okay, I'll teach you. Happy birthday, Jack.
Dialogue 2. When's your birthday? Now listen to the dialogue.
Who's singing in your house, Jim?
It's Ellie and her friends.
Who's Ellie?
She's my little niece. It's her birthday. They're singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, I see. How old is she?
She's 10.
I suppose they're playing games.
Oh, yes. Ellie was playing games all day yesterday. By the way, Alice, when's your birthday?
Today?
Today?
Yes.
Well, imagine that. How old are you?
18. Some friends are having a party for me tonight. Do you want to come?
Very much. What time?
About 8 o'clock.
I'll be at your house at about 7:30. Is that all right?
Fine.
And Alice?
Yes?
Happy birthday.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks with the words you've heard from the tape.
Who's singing in your house, Jim?
It's Ellie and her friends.
Who's Ellie?
She's my little niece. It's her birthday. They're singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, I see. How old is she?
She's 10.
I suppose they are playing games.
Oh, yes. Ellie was playing games all day yesterday. By the way, Alice, when's your birthday?
Today.
Today?
Yes.
Well, imagine that. How old are you?
18. Some friends are having a party for me tonight. Do you want to come?
Very much. What time?
About 8 o'clock.
I'll be at your house at about 7:30. Is that all right?
Fine.
And Alice?
Yes?
Happy birthday.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and choose the best answer to complete the following statements.
Who's singing in your house, Jim?
It's Ellie and her friends.
Who's Ellie?
She's my little niece. It's her birthday. They're singing Happy Birthday.
Oh, I see. How old is she?
She's 10.
I suppose they are playing games.
Oh, yes. Ellie was playing games all day yesterday. By the way, Alice, when's your birthday?
Today.
Today?
Yes.
Well, imagine that. How old are you?
18. Some friends are having a party for me tonight. Do you want to come?
Very much. What time?
About 8 o'clock.
I'll be at your house at about 7:30. Is that all right?
Fine.
And Alice?
Yes?
Happy birthday.
This is the end of lesson 19.